Loose Ends presents, in association with Naff Old Jokes Limited, Carry On Up Your Cinders. Starring Julian Clary as Kenneth Williams as Cinderella, Jonathan Ross as Frankie Howard as an ugly sister, Frankie Howard as the other ugly sister, and why not, Claire Rayner as Hattie Jakes as the fairy godmother, Arthur Smith as Sid James as Prince Charming, Barbara Windsor as Jim Dale as Buttons, West Ham 2, Aston Villa 1, and introducing Ned Sheeran as himself. With me, Rory Bremner, as pretty well anyone else you can think of.
May I say before we start, I'd switch off now if I were you.
Once upon a time, in a land far away, the sort of place Salman Rushdie might stay, there lived a girl called Cinderella, socially opposite to Lawson Nigella. She washes the floor, she's chained to the sink. She is to housework what George Best is to drink. She sits in the corner, her hopes demised, her cleaning job's been privatized.
Oh, dear. I'm so uncannily and unnaturally unhappy. Really, Bunters, you can never imagine the depths I've plumbed. It's terrible being banged up in here. Well, sometimes it's all right. It's even more depressing than a wet weekend in Watford with Roger Whittaker.
I've got to leave old Durham.
Thank you very much, Roger. That's lovely.
I've got to leave.
Will you shut up now, please, Roger, and get back in the cupboard? Oh, well. On with the cleaning, I suppose. The back of the fridge is horribly grubby. Got my slingbacks on. Now to work.
Hello? You in there, Cinder?
Oh, it's that Buttons. He's so council. I think I'll hide in the dishwasher.
Watch it, kids!
Go on, Buttons!
Have any of you kids seen Cinderella?
No!
She's not in front of me, kids. So, where is she?
Don't know!
Where can she be? Cinders, what are you doing in there?
It's Baron Hardon.
No, it's not. It's the dishwasher.
No, it's Baron Hardon. He's so demanding. He insists that I lick his spatula clean.
She's so naughty. Secretly, kids, I'm in love with Cinderella. But don't tell her, because she doesn't realise.
Oh,
dear. Buttons is in love with me. But I could never fancy a chap in a nylon blue one-piece. Besides, neither of us know what sex we are. Have you unblocked the sink yet?
I beg your pardon?
The sink.
Oh, not yet. But the Baron's offered me his rubber plunger.
Oh, dear. And are you going to use it?
No. I think I'll do it by hand. See you later.
Poor boy. He's thicker than Timmy Mallet. Oh, what's that horrible smell? Like a foul combination of rotting cabbage and Mike Dutton's jockstrap. Oh, no. It's my ugly stepsisters back from buying their ball gowns.
Come along, Titanessa. Come along. Oh, dear, what a day.
Oh, what?
Exhausting. Dear, exhausting isn't the word for it. And those crowds. Oh. I thought I was going to die stuck up in that bus. And that man behind, hands everywhere. Well, almost everywhere.
Oh, I know. And that woman in front of me, I wanted to strangle her.
I know, Titanessa, the riffraff you find about these days. Oh, dear, dear, dear. My feet are killing me.
Well, I'd love to.
What?
Dear, let me get you a chair and take the weight off your weary pins.
Oh, thank you, Titanessa. Those stairs will be the death of me.
Yes, Charles will be a fine thing.
Yes, that's charming, isn't it, I must say. You can't see a new low without sinking to it, can you? What I need is a nice man to cheer me up.
Oh, no, Mrs. Whaley. No,
never mind, Mrs. We're not going to have all that again, are we? Impression time. And a bad one at that.
Oh, no, Mrs. Voluptua. Titanessa, shut up.
Last week you were doing Wogan. Now this dreadful man.
I think he's lovely.
Do you?
Anyway, I can't help it if I'm attracted to men.
Attracted? You can say that again. Men, that's all you think about. In fact, Titanessa,
you have this unfortunate tendency, if I may say so, to be... How shall I put it?
To be what?
A slut.
Oh, how dare you!
Oh, come on, Titillessa, dear. You've been up more dark alleys than Top Jack. Mind you, why you go in the dark, where they can't tell your back from your front, I can't think.
Well, at least I don't have to sew two hammocks together to make a bar.
Oh, how dare you! This is known as the bosom that sank a thousand ships.
Yeah, no comment.
Oh, if I wasn't a lady, I'd give you such a smack in the gob.
Voluptua, if you're a lady, then I'm the Virgin Queen.
And no comment. Anyway, you know my title. Lady Voluptua, Maria del Monte alla Finestra, Grand Duchess of Tiberia and Countess of Westravia.
Known to her friends as that fat slag from Slough.
Yeah.
How dare you! I have never begged. It was Quicklewood, anyway.
Oh, no, missus. No, no.
Bless you, you're getting on my nerves. Now, will you stop copying that, what's his name, Spanky Howard?
Frankie Howard.
That's the one. Mrs. This and Mrs. That. Drives me mad. And how you could fancy him.
I don't fancy him. He must be as old as the Turing Shroud. Nearly as old as you.
Yes. Now you've goaded me. Oh, I've got to hit someone. I've got to hit someone. Cinders, come here.
Yes?
Take that
out. Thank you.
That's better.
Cinderella, have you washed my black stockings?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Titillessa. I was just about to, but they got up, walked out, and I believe they got a job in the West Midlands. Thank you.
Cinderella, your sister and I have a spare ticket for the ball tonight. Do you know what we're going to do with it?
I can't conceive.
We know that, darling.
We're going to give it to you.
Oh, thank you, sisters.
After we've set fire to it. Well done, well done. She's won the ashes.
Now, get back to the sink and wash my stockings.
Yes. Now, the ball.
Oh, my kingdom for a ball.
Now, come here, Titillessa, dear. Give me a hand getting changed. Yes, would you mind? Oh. No, don't pull that. Look, you're trying. Don't stretch. Thank God. Oh, dear. Oh, that's the knickers on.
Oh.
Now, let's try the micro-mini. Titty, come and help me with me corset.
Oh, no, you'll never rent a forklift truck at this time of night, I'm
Oh, you sarcastic trob, how dare you?
Sarcastic?
Yes, you are sarcastic.
You old sausage monger.
You cantankerous old bag, you're nothing but a fish.
Oh, how dare you? Thank goodness they've gone. I haven't heard so much bitching since Princess Margaret's bodyguard didn't have any change for the cigarette machine. Oh, dear, I wish I could go to the ball, but I've got no ticket, etc. My standard of living has not improved. In fact, punters, it's dropped off. Beg your pardon.
Hello, lovey.
Hello. Are you my fairy godmother, by any chance?
Listen, Cinders, there are no fairy godmothers in this world. You've got to get out there and sort it out yourself. Now, have you tried talking to him about it?
Who?
Your husband.
Oh, I'm not married.
Quite right. In this day and age, it's quite acceptable for a couple to live together, although I do know a lot of women longing for the security of a marriage certificate. Well, has that helped you at all?
No.
Good. I used to be a nurse myself. Oh, by the way, here's a ticket for the ball.
Oh, thank you.
And here's a designer outfit to wear.
Oh, thank you.
And here's 6 white mice and a pumpkin.
What are they for?
Dice them up, they'll make a very attractive salad. Well, enjoy the ball.
I usually do.
But there's one condition. You must be home by midnight, or you will turn into a copy of Sport on Sunday.
Oh, she's gone. But bliss, now I can go to the ball. I'm so happy, I think I'll sing I Don't Believe in If anymore by Roger Whittaker. I don't believe in if anymore.
Well, now it's time to return to our panto, harder to follow than Esperanto. Let's hope you can all remember the plot. What's happened so far? Well, not a lot. The prince's ball is only just starting. I think we'll leave the next line, shall we? The ugly sisters are going to pursue the prince even harder than the hard écu. And Cinderella and Buttons, her chum.
Hush now, listeners. Here they come.
Cindy, goodness, you can't go in barefoot.
No, I'm going to wear these. Aren't they lovely? They're made of glass.
Don't be daft, Cinderella. You can't go to a ball with two pipe pots strapped to your feet. Take these. They're my Christmas present to you.
Oh, thank you, Buttons. A pair of polyester slippers. How fashionable.
What about me, Cinders? What do you reckon on me?
Buttons, on the evolutionary scale, you are somewhere above Jimmy Greaves.
Thank you.
But somewhere below an amoeba.
There you go. Don't come back. And you can push off as well. You can't wear them trousers in here.
You'll do. In you go.
Excuse me.
Yeah, what do you want?
Are the Prince's balls always like this?
No, what? Well, you've got to be the right sort of person with the right sort of looks. Morning,
what?
Morning.
Beautiful, sophisticated and fashionable.
No, ugly, thick and dowdy.
Why?
It's the only way Prince Charming can look good. Hey, Jeremy Beadle, in you come. Janet Street Porter, morning, morning. You, the bloke with the duffel coat, Pipples and Julie Virtual novel, in you go. George, Michael, sorry, mate, therefore. Kenneth Baker, nice to see you.
What about us?
Oh, you're all right. The rest of you, sod off to Stringfellows, where you belong.
Good God, but this look, that absolute charm. I say you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, the chap with the breasts. Smile, please.
Oh! I've been taken by the paparazzi.
I didn't know you had one, dear.
Gosh, look at all that glitterati.
Yes, isn't that Gary Glitterati over there? Listen, Buttons, why don't you go and nibble some nuts?
Really, Cinders, I'm not like that.
Well, I'm going to have a couple of mouthfuls of Angel Delight.
Hello, I'm Buttons.
Oh, hello, dearie. Very nice to meet you. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm ever so butch. Give me that walnut and I'll crack it between my buttocks.
Oh, dear. Hello, I'm Buttons.
That's all very well, but have you tried talking to her about it?
Who?
Your wife.
I'm not married.
Quite right in this day and age. Oops, sorry.
Well, hello.
Who are you, you big lech?
I'm Leslie, but you call me Bunny Wunny.
No, I don't.
Oh, God. Here comes Voluptua and Titilessa.
Well, I'm not using that mini-cat firm again, Titilessa. 40 minutes late. You have to supply your own saddle and squash me marshmallows.
No, Mrs. No. No, Mrs. No.
Oh, shut
hey,
up.
Hey,
my Kiawa's back again. Will you stop doing that?
Did you hear what that horse said?
Oh, dear.
It said, nay, and thrice nay.
Well, in any case, you don't sound anything like the man. If you're going to do it properly, it's sort of, nay, and thrice nay, and yea again, nay, you see?
Nay, and thrice nay, oh. And yet again nay.
Oh, isn't it shocking? Dear. Rembrandt was more of an impressionist than you are. Rembrandt, you see. There you go, a joke for Radio 4. Rembrandt? No? Oh, please yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, lords and ladies, and those two crones in the corner.
Bloody sauce.
Pray silence for the heir to our throne, the Duke of Ramada, Baron of Rumbaloos, the Lord of all he surveys, Holy Emperor designate of our nation, His Royal Highness Prince Charming.
Watch a cop. Anyone fancy a sniff of me codpiece?
Who I say?
Oh, what a gorgeous, attractive man. A lovely ruff he's got round his neck, I must say.
Yes, well, you like a bit of ruff, don't you, dear?
Overbearing cow. Soon I'll have the royal ring on my finger, if you'll pardon the expression.
No, it'll be me. I'll have his tights down within the hour.
Look, he's coming over. Hello?
Your Royal Highness. Would you like a butcher's down me cleavage?
Blimey, I've never seen that before, a talking lacrosse stick.
Take me, Princey, show me the royal hollyhocks.
God, what a pair of hideous old boilers. Oh, who's that gorgeous bird over there?
Oh, come back, Princey.
Princey,
come back.
Oh, hello.
Hello, darling, what's your name?
Good evening, I'm Cinderella.
Oh, I haven't seen legs like that since I did a Tai Chi class with Joan Sims. No, missus, I haven't. No, oh, no, goodness
oh,
me, no.
Oh, dear God, not another one.
You've got lovely hair, Your Majesty.
Oh, thanks.
Shame you didn't bring it with you.
Oh, I have never been treated so brusquely before. In fact, I have immediately fallen in love with you. Good God, who wrote this rubbish? Cinderella, would you like to take the floor?
I don't think I've got room in my handbag.
Come on, I'll get the Royal Orchestra to do my favourite piece. Take it away, boys.
You're a great dancer, Prince. You're better than Peter Gordino.
Oh, what a cracking Dolly Bird you are.
Oh, no. What time is it? I'm going to turn into something horrible. It's, I've got to go. I'm sorry, I have to leave.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, wait. You've left one of your slippers behind.
And the headlines tonight, Prince Charming's new love goes missing. Prince starts nationwide search. The Gulf, Gaza goes in. Test match shock. England get a wicket. The Queen Mother is ever so lovely. But meanwhile, back in the studio, it's over to Ned Sheeran in B12.
The final scene and all the jokes are turning green like slightly rancid gooseberry fool. The thought you'd only give a ghoul. But anyway, it's after the ball. The prince is elsewhere trying on slippers, while Buttons once more tries appealing to nippers.
Depressed.
We don't care.
Cinder's hardly talked to me at the ball.
Show us your tits, Buttons.
I thought, to cheer me up, we could all do a song together.
Oh, no.
I'll do Let's All Go Down the Strand and you join in with Have a Banana. Are you all ready?
Oh, God, how embarrassing.
Here we go. Let's all go down the strand. Oh, what a merry band! Sometimes I really hate kids.
Get off!
Buttons, hello.
You've woken up, Cinders.
Yes, I was having such a marvellous dream. I was dreaming about the ball. Oh, it was exciting. So thrilling and romantic. Did you get off with anyone?
No, Cinders. But there was a girl there I really love.
Oh, Buttons, you know I don't fancy you. But what I hope you understand is that, well, I don't really like you either.
Oh, thank you, Cinders.
I need some exercise. I think I'll go for a mince around the common.
Oh, Cinders, I'm afraid your sisters have said you're not allowed out of the kitchens.
Why, pray?
Why, pray? Well, I think people do it as a way of communicating with God. But they won't let you out in case the prince comes round.
Oh, Keltris Tess.
And meanwhile, in their boudoir, the sisters apply a skipful of makeup for when Prince Charming comes by.
Titty Lesser, hurry up with the mascara. He'll be here soon.
Oh, face facts. The prince hates you, voluptuous.
I've never heard such rubbish.
Yeah, he fancies me, though.
Fancies you? Even a starving cannibal wouldn't fancy you.
Well, for your information, do you know I caught him mentally undressing me at the ball?
Really? Well, that must have been just before he was sick on the hydrangeas. Ah, no, I'm the one the slipper will fit, for I am a thing of beauty and a joy forever.
Voluptua, you're a fat old slapper. You make Bernard Manning look feminine and alluring.
I am not fat, I have a full figure.
Yes, but what's it full of? Guinness and kebabs.
Well, at least I have some feminine curves. Look at you. I've seen more flesh on a bicycle. It's hard to believe that everyone in the Kingston Rovers rugby team agreed, no, as you say, to sleep with you.
I've never been so insulted. Goodness, that must be the prince.
Titilessa is correct. Outside, the prince stands, proud, erect.
Oh, really?
He's travelled miles throughout the land to find a foot and ask a hand.
Prithee, open yon door. The prince is without.
Yeah, and I've been without too long. I desperately need some hot toddy.
Oh, hello, your highness.
Go home, Buttons.
Come in. The ladies of the household await you.
Really? Are they gorgeous?
They await you. Walk this way.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the talcum powder. Arthur Askey, 1958.
Your Royal Highness, be honest, you love me.
Your Majesty, I hope you know you're just a slipper away from the best bonk you've ever had.
Oh, please, not these two. Surely I wasn't that drunk. Good God, what's that? Half a dead pig.
That is my foot, Your Majesty. Wouldst thou try the slipper upon?
Certainly not.
Please yourself.
Well now, Prince, perhaps you would like to match the slipper to my dainty foot.
Here, listen, Jonathan, is there any chance of me getting on your new show?
I don't know, Arthur. I'd like to help, but we're going for, like, first division celebrities now.
I am available at fairly short notice.
Well,
you know.
All right, if Anthea Redfern pulls out, I'll get a researcher to give you a call.
I can juggle a bit, you know.
Yes, I bet you can.
Well, anyway, the glass doesn't fit.
Oh, come along, voluptuous. This is hopeless.
Oh, yes. You're right. It's quite obvious. We're not kinky enough. I wish I'd worn my black leather now.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, thank God they've gone. What a dreadful pair of old crocodiles. We'd best shoot off too. We're going nowhere faster than Bross here. What's that?
Hello, lovey. What can I do for you?
Blimey, there's three of them.
I understand your problem, dear. You're afraid of commitment, and that's very common in men of your age.
What?
Have you tried talking to her about it?
Who?
Your wife.
I'm not married.
Then why don't you go through that door into the kitchen and see what you find?
This way, Your Honourableness.
Prince Charming.
Cinderella.
You remember my name?
It's all coming back.
What? Your breakfast?
It's you. We danced. We laughed. And then you walked into the night.
And you walked into the hydrangeas.
The slipper. I must try it on.
You already are trying it on a bit.
Oh, it fits. Cinderella. Marry me!
Come on, Prince. I think you should enter into this more carefully. I really.
Well, I will, mate. I'm very gentle.
I kneel before you, Your Majesty.
No, wait till we get back to the palace. Send forth to the nation. The prince marries tomorrow.
Oh, Buttons, I'm so happy.
But what shall become of me?
Well, can't you go on a youth opportunities scheme or something?
Cinders, I'm 52.
But Buttons cheered up because he got engaged to the fairy on the spot.
Undo me, Buttons.
You saucy monkey.
And the sisters, too, end up happily. Now they're running a nightclub in Southend-on-Sea.
Well, who is in tonight, Titilessa? Anyone exciting?
No, only Derek Hatton again.
Again?
Yeah, he's got no shame, that boy.
Yes, he's the only man I've ever met who hangs to the extreme left. Oh, this is a living, I suppose.
Oh, Cinders, I can't tell you how I feel. Overcome.
Have you? I didn't know that was possible.
All things are possible for us, my sweet. Putter up or fancy a snog. Happy Christmas, Cinders.
Happy Christmas, Prince.
And so the panto's at an end. The panto closes, not sweetly or subtly. Like Maggie's career, it ends abruptly.
Thank God for that.
And that was Carry On Up Your Cinders by Arthur Smith, with Ned Sherrin, Barbara Windsor, Frankie Howard, Julian Clary, Jonathan Ross, Claire Rayner, Rory Bremner, Arthur Smith, and Class 9K at the Dick Shepherd School in Tulse Hill. He was directed, in a sense, by Charlie Bunce and Alison Vernon-Smith, with assistance from Jackie Christie, Fiona Clore and Bob Nettles. Ned Sherrin's hair by Jeff of Knightsbridge, Frankie Howard's by Axminster. Jonathan Ross's Frankie Howard impression is now available at most leading chemists. Any married women listening should remain tuned in to the rest of the programme.
Oh, no, Mrs. No, no, don't! Oh, no!
Yeah!
Oh, you mad fools!